What is the connection between Israel and Christianity? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Don Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Harley Coulterman with Voice of Judah Israel, who helps with the work of Messianic Jews in Israel.
I think it's amazing because in Israel, there is so much history, and I haven't been there yet. But when people go there, their lives are changed.
Right.
I mean, they see where Jesus, the tomb was, they see all of these amazing things that we see in the Old Testament. And there is a huge correlation between Israel and Christianity, and I know we're going to talk about that.
Well, you know, yes, you see the connection, and a lot of Christians want to go to Israel to see, like, Jesus's gravesite and, like, the history of Jesus and things like that. And it's good, but I think a lot of people, they look at it, and they look at Christians, and they say, why do Christians support Israel or Jewish people? Aren't they, like, opposed to each other? Like, two different religions, right? They're two different things. We have the Jewish and then the Christians.
Right.
Why Christianity is always rooted back to Israel and supporting Israel and all those things. I want to talk about that because there is actually a command in the Bible where there's this Abrahamic blessing upon Abraham and therefore all over the children of Israel, which is, it's a blessing that goes, those who bless you, I will bless, God says, but those who curse you, I will curse. And so there's that part where it says, listen, if you bless the people of God, no matter what they do, whatever they are doing, God will bless you. And it's that fundamental belief in that. That's one. Another thing is that Christianity and Judaism, though they might be different as far as a lot of beliefs on the person of Jesus, Christianity actually views Judaism as the main tree or root. Let me explain. Jesus talks about in John 15, where he says that I am the vine, you are the branches. And he talks about us coming close and abiding in him.
Yeah.
When we do that, we, in a sense, we're outside of him, but we're being grafted into him. That's the picture that's given. Well, in Romans verses 11:24, it talks about, after all, you are cut out of an olive tree that is wild by nature. Now, that's you and me, right? Gentiles. And contrary to nature, we're grafted into a cultivated olive tree. How much more readily will these, the natural branches, as talking about the Jews, be grafted into their own olive tree? So there's that imagery again, where it shows that Christianity is actually taking those who are unbelievers, grafting them into the main tree of, not specifically Judaism, but that's where it all started, with Judaism. You know what I mean? Judaism was the start of Christianity, and that's why it's related, and that's why Christians support Israel.
Right, and you know, the Messiah, we believe the Messiah has come, and they're waiting on the Messiah. And
today, that's a difference, right?
Right, for the people who have not become Jewish Christians, they're still waiting. But there are so many out there who have found that Jesus is the way.
He
is
the truth,
who's alive, who did come, and they found that he is the Messiah that came.
Right.
And so we're all here believing in this Messiah. We just believe he's already came. And the ones who, you know, are Jewish have not yet believed that, but we believe that God will reveal it. And as you look, more and more, they are coming to know that Jesus did come and he is the way.
Well, you know, some people say that the Old Testament is obsolete, but I'd say absolutely not. It's all part of the same movie. You can't have one without the other. Without having Judaism, there is no tree to graft into.
Right. Well, let's hear from our next guest after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Zen Asian Sushi and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Do you ever shop at the Northfield Stapleton Shopping Center? Consider stopping for lunch or dinner at Zen Asian Sushi. Zen Asian Sushi offers a fusion of Japanese, Thai, and Chinese cuisine, all in a brand new, clean, and family-friendly location. Check them out at zensushinorthfield.com or call them at 303-371-4644. That's zensushinorthfield.com or 303-371-4644.
We We're excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Light.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Pastor Harley Calderman, and he has a ministry that he works with, Voice of Judah Israel, and we're going to learn more about that. Pastor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
So tell me a little bit about this ministry and how it's helping the people, what the vision is.
Our vision really is to help support Messianic churches in Israel. And a lot of Americans and American churches don't really know how they could help people in Israel. So Pastor Israel Pachter, who is a good friend of mine, had asked us to help him start an organization here in the U.S. that would help bring support towards that effort. Mm-hmm. And through the ministry there in Israel, we were able to minister to immigrants who are coming into Israel. They call it doing Aliyah or making Aliyah. These are people that are coming from many lands, but right now a lot of them are coming from the Ukraine, where there's some problems with conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And they're caught in the middle. Many of them leave with nothing, and some of them don't have any paperwork, any legal documents or anything like that. And so they need a lot of assistance when they come into the nation of Israel.
Wow. So what kind of assistance do they receive? Is it food or housing? How do you guys help to reach people?
Well, the government of Israel does many things for these people who are emigrating. So it's not like, you know, they're totally destitute. But many times the assistance that they receive is not enough. It's insufficient really for their daily needs. So we do help them with food packages. We help them with small appliances for their apartments, learning the language, finding a job, finding a place to live, all of those kind of things that you would need if you are a newcomer to any land.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Most of these people don't come speaking Hebrew. They come speaking their native language, whichever country they came from.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit difficult. You're in a new place and you want to make it your home, but it's totally unfamiliar surroundings.
Yeah, I bet.
So you talked about the Messianic Jewish churches. Are there many out that way? Do they have churches, and what type of environment is it for a church like that?
There are not a lot of Messianic churches in Israel, but there are a lot more than there used to be. I mean, since the 80s, the numbers of churches have grown significantly, and the size of these churches has grown significantly. But what we found was that people are hungry for God, and whether they come as Jews from another land or whether we're in America, you know, people are hungry for God. And if you can find the hungry ones, you can help them, you can be a blessing to them, and ultimately you can share the gospel with them.
That's wonderful. Now, with your team of people, are you seeing a lot of people coming to know the Lord through this ministry, through one-on-one, or is it hard to keep track of with maybe persecutions that happen out there?
Well, actually, we've seen quite a lot of people come to the Lord, just kind of came upon some ways of doing it. You know, we don't preach the gospel when we give people food, and we're not discriminating against people when we distribute food or give appliances or those things. They're just invited to a meeting where they do some entertainment and maybe tell what the vision of the local body is in terms of helping the people that are coming in as immigrants. And sometimes they'll invite former Knesset members or somebody to even speak to the group, to welcome them and things like that. Mm. They'll have some of their singers and ministry team sing and worship and do different things, but it isn't primarily a gospel meeting. It's just a meeting to be friendly and to give these people the kind of help that they need. And then they're already familiar with the organization, and then they can receive invitations to do some other things like take a tour, come to a special meeting that's a more evangelistic kind of meeting. Mm-hmm. And there they find Jesus. They find the gospel. Many of them are healed, just really touched by God, touched by the Holy Spirit. And that's how they come to know Jesus. Then the big job starts, you know, the big job is really then how do you assimilate them into the congregation? How do you teach them Christian principles and so forth and so on?
Yeah. Mm.
Making disciples of the people that actually have engaged.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are from America and you're working, you know, with the people out there in Israel. What has it been, as far as your calling goes, the heart for Israel? I know that we need to pray for Israel, and that's God's chosen people. And we are, when we come to know the Lord, we're his people. But when you do this, are you seeing blessings in your life as you bless Israel? And if there are people listening now, what would they do to help Israel or to be a part of this organization?
Well, you know, the Bible is true. And in Genesis, God made a promise to Abraham, I'll bless those who bless you and I'll curse those who curse you. And out of you shall all the nations be blessed. Well, that promise is still true. And there is tremendous blessing from being a blessing to Israel. What I've found here in America is there are a lot of people who would like to be a blessing to Israel, but they just don't know how. Mm-hmm. A lot of pastors that I've met say, you know, we'd like to do something from our church, but we don't know how. Mm-hmm. We don't know who to reach, you know, who's really doing something in Israel. We don't want to just send our money to some secular organization and hope that it blesses people, you know, even though it probably would. But we would really like to connect. So through our organization here in the U.S., we're able to connect pastors with the churches there in Israel, people who are actually ministering and preaching the gospel and ministering to the needs of people. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a pastor and you're not a church, you can still support financially. One of the big things is you can pray for Israel. But if you don't know what to pray for, it's difficult. So we send out a newsletter every month by email. You can come to our website, vojisrael.org, and there you can find current information about things that are happening on a weekly basis or monthly basis. And you can get involved by giving, by praying, and even by going. Groups come and they help distribute these items to the people that have needs.
That's wonderful. So they can have a chance to go there themselves and see firsthand the work that's being done. That's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd be happy to talk to people about that. And we're seeing more and more church groups and others, you know, come and actually be involved in a tangible way, in addition to giving and praying.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Pastor Harley, for being with us. And I just pray for you and Israel and that you would be blessed as you are blessing Israel. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Father God, we just thank you for this ministry. And maybe you're listening right now and you're saying, well, how can supporting Israel affect my life? What does it have to do with me? Well, it's so simple. The Bible has a promise. It says, those who bless you, meaning the people of God, Israel, those who bless you shall be blessed, but those who curse you shall be cursed. And that is an open and active promise that is open today. And so maybe you've heard that, maybe you know about that, and you want to support Israel. You can do that by getting in touch with this ministry. But Father God, most of all, we pray for Israel, we pray for our nation, and we pray, Lord God, that we'd be able to, as a nation, bless Israel so that we'd receive that blessing as a nation as well. Mm-hmm. We know that by blessing Israel, we're just almost like we're blessing your children, and we inherit that blessing as well, Lord. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.